This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. A quasi-public Missouri insurance company whose leadership has come under question has named a former board chairman as president and chief executive officer. Missouri Employers Mutual Insurance Company announced the appointment of Jim Owen today. Owen has served as interim president and CEO since the previous chief executive, former Governor Roger Wilson, was placed on administrative leave in May and later fired without explanation. Wilson's departure and the criminal indictments of two former board members spurred a review by State Auditor Tom Schweik that remains ongoing. A company press release says a recent internal review by independent auditors, quote, reinforced that the company is in excellent financial health. Missouri officials are predicting a 3.9% increase in state revenue in the next fiscal year. The so-called consensus estimate of general state revenue for the budget year that begins in July was released today. The estimate predicts total revenue of roughly $7.6 billion in the 2013 fiscal year. The estimate is calculated by the state and outside experts and agreed to by the governor and key legislators. It's one factor in developing Missouri's next state budget. Governor Jay Nixon is scheduled to release his budget proposal in January. Nixon's budget director, Linda Lubering, said today the state borrowed $75 million from its budget reserve fund this week for cash flow. That's not uncommon, and the funds must be repaid with interest by May 16th. Governor Jay Nixon announced the selection of Chris Pickering as the new state Homeland Security Coordinator today. Pickering will replace Paul Fennewald, who held the position for 6 years. Scott Holstey, a spokesperson for Governor Nixon, expects a smooth transition for Pickering.
He brings just such a well-rounded background in areas that are going to continue to be of extreme importance to Homeland Security issues, in particular since he's been working with the retiring coordinator, Paul Fennewald, for about a month in that office. We think that this is really making for a seamless transition from one coordinator to another.
Pickering previously served as Inspector General for the Missouri Department of Corrections, as well as Chief Investigator for the Public Safety Division of the Attorney General's Office. As Homeland Security Coordinator, Pickering will work with a 20-member advisory council and 9 regional oversight committees. The Joplin Recovery Fund has been awarded $1.5 million from the Lilly Endowment to help with recovery efforts after the deadly May 22nd tornado. The Indianapolis-based Lilly Endowment said in a press release today that the grant will be administered by the Community Foundation of Southwest Missouri Incorporated and the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. The Community Foundations said the grant money will initially be applied to developing affordable housing to help more tornado survivors return to permanent homes. Details about the grants will be announced next month. For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.